on, everybody? Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner. We are episode 11. I hope that's right. I totally forgot to look.
Canucks,
but yeah.
Canucks Corner.
Did I say Canucks Corner? What did I say?
You said Coach's Corner.
Fuck's sake.
Man. Throw in the fucking blooper reel.
Speaking of blooper reels, Canucks Corner presented by Puck and Flamingo. This is episode 11. My name's Andrew. Steve, thanks for the correction. Zach, how you doing, buddy? Love the mustache. Love the whole ambiance you got going on.
Yeah, I'm really trying to set the mood for this episode. So I'm not at my own house like normal. I'm kind of traveling because of all the flooding and everything. We'll go over that in the blooper reel, but. Yeah, I'm kind of laying on my side, really setting the mood for tonight. So if this doesn't turn you on, I don't know what will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those podcast listeners, check out the YouTube channel. You're going to want to see this. Steve, how are you doing? So just so everyone knows, we didn't get recording yesterday because Steve was ill.
Self-induced.
We were self-induced my ass.
It was, yeah.
How? It's not self-induced. Man, you can't just say self-induced because you eat something that's supposed to be fucking good and then you end up shitting yourself. Like, that's not my fault. No, it's self-induced. That's like picking up the wrong thing of poison. And, I don't know.
Fair enough. You did get poisoned. That's not self-induced.
Basically.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they poisoned me.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm just giving him a hard time. Really, I took the day. I don't know if you guys did, but I sure did to do a bunch of research on what the hell is going on with our boys. We're gonna dip into that. Another epic failure tonight. Did you guys watch that? I was so close to the Tristan the Jari fucking shutout again. Guys had like two. Yeah, I know. So close.
You have Jerry and Fancy?
Yeah. Fucking Horvat spoiled my show.
But oh, shit.
He's not going to spoil this show because the Canucks are still awful on a skid. Mm-hmm. One in their last 8 games, I think, and a road trip coming up that doesn't look pretty.
Still awful. What a great Canucks podcast. Hey, when you ask if any of us have watched it, and 2 out of 3 of us didn't even watch the game.
I followed it on the Yahoo app.
Steve hasn't watched a game all year.
That's bullshit.
He watched the Dallas one. That's
on Zach's TV. All right, so we're not gonna break order today, so let's keep it on point. Usually we go first, we talk fantasy. So let's keep it up. Who's hot, guys? What do you got? We got actually Steve. You got Barkov. Barkov went down with a nasty leg injury. You guys see that replay?
Ugh, yeah, it doesn't look good. Be a couple of weeks, so hopefully it's nothing too bad. I'm still stacked at center. Doesn't bother me. Still gonna beat. Who am I playing, Steve, this week? Yeah, I'll beat him too. So
yeah, Lindholm.
Lindholm is there. Yeah, and I have Scheifele too. Scheifele got an injury, so. Yeah. I mean, he's not, he's just coming off, but he's still top center.
Yeah. Yeah.
For
those of our listeners who aren't in our fantasy chat, Lindholm got drafted in the 10th round and he's
ninth
round. And he's currently like fifth. Yeah. He's fifth. I think Markstrom was fifth. Now? Yeah, fifth in fantasy points. So Steve with the steal of the century.
And I have McDavid is third, so I have two of the top 5 centers.
Yeah, really glad I traded for Brock Besser.
And I got Barkov and Scheifele too.
You're pretty stacked at center.
Center trades all the time, like Barzal. I get Barzal from Chris a few times. Like everyone's like, try to trade me centers. I'm like, that's the last thing I need.
Man, my centers have just sucked. My first two round picks were who are they? McKinnon, who's played 8 games or something this year, has been injured the whole time. And then Braden Point just went down for 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, he's got the Tampa flu. He's going to go on IR and, you know, subvert a whole bunch of cap. But, yeah, it's frustrating. I don't know. Whatever. I picked up Marchessault this week, and he's coming off his COVID protocol hopefully pretty quick. So, hopefully that'll help my center position a little bit. My first top 2 round picks, my top 2 centers are both down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
It sucks, that is rough. It's fun. It's what makes it interesting.
You're winning this week, though, right? I think you're beating Marcel, too.
I think so. So far. I think we're only 3 days in or whatever. His team's not very good, Abe. Steve?
Yeah, it's pretty trash.
Now we'll see if Marcel listens to the podcast.
We'll find out.
His team is trash, though. Talks up his ass. It's fine. He's going to be losing this week. That puts him down. What, 3 losses now? So that'll be 3-3 or 4-3, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like you got another win there. Hey, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Andrew's winning.
Coming back.
There you go, bud.
1-4. I'm going to win the league.
Prokopchuk beat me week 1, and I haven't lost since.
Nice.
But he like stomped me too. I was like, "Oh, this is a bad year," because you know when Prokopchuk beats you, it's probably gonna be a bad year. So I turned it around, and he's slowly going down. So it's good.
That's good. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, the order's going back to natural.
Yeah. Zach, do you have any fantasy players you want to watch, or anything you're watching or keeping an eye on?
Oh no, man! Just watching my whole center depth implode on itself, and that's about it. So
yeah,
scraping the bottom of the barrel in the waiver wire right now, and you know, got a few.
There's a few interesting guys out there.
I got a few irons in the fire right now, but none of it's covering center position. So hopefully, my waiver position works out for me this week.
Yeah, I don't want to give away my watch list like too much of it, but There's some talent out there right now that there's some guys are heating up. Calgary, fuck boy, do they look good? You could almost knock the wrong kick at anyone off Calgary.
Right now. Yeah, how sustainable is that though?
I don't know. Right? I mean, they're playing Daryl Sutter hockey. Like that's the one thing that really stands out to me. Like you look at what he did with the Kings, right? And you know, it was defense first. It was built from the net out. Mm-hmm. And you know, as long as Markstrom is healthy, you know, we all know that he's going to be injured at some point this year, but as long as he's healthy, I mean, even Vladar has looked good for them too, but I don't know, it seems like they're playing a style that seems sustainable. It really does, and especially like when you look at the fact that Goudreau's in a contract year, I think that can't be really overlooked either. You know, he seems to be firing on all cylinders. It'll be interesting to see if he does get traded this year, what's going to happen. The knock on him has always been playoff hockey, so
I don't know.
We'll see.
I think those trade rumors came along long before this. You know, I think that was at the beginning of the season. What's going to happen with him at deadline? Because he's a free agent. But now it's like he'd be stupid almost. Why would you? I almost think it's out of the question.
I think so at this point too.
And Giapani, he's getting Team Canada talk. Mangiapane is that's a G.
Yeah. It's a Giapane. Oh, you're
rubbing up on me.
I just caught you there, bud.
Place this episode I fucked up. So he's getting Team Canada talks, and there's a whole bunch of controversy surrounding the Olympics now, boys. Almost making me nervous. But I don't know. We didn't really plan on talking about that today. We're gonna have
about boycotting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That almost turns into a political podcast. I don't know if we should talk about that. Fuck China.
Yeah.
We shouldn't talk about it. Fuck China.
Yeah, exactly.
or just play them in hockey and fucking see how bad it gets.
Oh. That is unfortunate about, you know, the Olympic tournament is that the home country does get a team in that because
it takes away from the sport.
It does a little bit. It's just unfortunate, right? Because you know that's just going to be, they're going to be steamrolled every game. And I don't know. It's tough to watch. Those are honestly the worst games to watch in the Olympics too, or when it's just one-sided like that. Like, I don't know if you remember, I think it would have been 2014 in Sochi. Maybe it was 2010, but the Latvia game with Gudlevskis in net, and he stood on his hand. I think
60 saves or something.
It was a 2-1 Canada win, but it was a nail biter. And you go into it thinking like, Latvia, we're gonna roll over them. But those kind of games are amazing. But I mean, with China, you know what you're gonna get going up against Canada or going up against any of the other big boys. So yeah, it's interesting.
At least Latvia is like a Jamaica and a bobsled team, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They have a shot.
Yeah, that was.
But like China's cool. China's, there's no way. Like, no. That's, and like in all seriousness, our top end 14-year-old boys would be able to beat that team. Like,
yeah.
And that's, I don't think that's unfavorable comparison.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see. It better go on. I hope. I mean, I've been looking forward to this for a long. Have you guys seen the new jerseys?
Oh God, what do you mean the
Canada's?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada's. Oh, I thought you meant New Jersey's New Jersey. Oh
no, no, we'll get there.
Basically,
well, we can get there. That's
garbage, man. That's dog shit.
But
the Canada. I'm not a huge fan of either.
I'm not a fan of either.
Did you guys see the USA jerseys announced today?
No.
Wasn't like
the American jersey,
American flag, like in the V or something like that?
I don't think so. It was just USA across. But the Americans look slick. I didn't like their kind of blue with the navy stripes on the side. It like it just blends in. It's too much blue. I actually really like the American jerseys, but I agree with the Canada ones. I'm not, you know, I'm never a big fan of Canada going with the black pants on a red and white jersey. You know, like I do like their red and white jersey. Mm. I don't mind. Yeah, you know, I don't know. The red and the black, it doesn't do anything for me. I also didn't like the maple leaf this year. But
yeah, and that's what's doing it for me is the maple leaf. I like
I
the
think
colors
so too. I don't like mind the colors either.
I like those black jerseys, man, with the red like flag or the red maple leaf on them.
I'm with you, Steve.
I think they're World Juniors actually.
Yes, I have it actually.
World Juniors.
It's got a black. It's got like a black shoulder and then like black stripes on the arm and the rest. I love.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's like legit.
And the Hockey Canada logo.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. So sorry, Steve, you like the one that is the black jersey with like the red trim, the red shoulder striping?
No, he's talking about the, it was the World Juniors jersey. It's quite different than the one, the Olympics.
Yeah, that one was pretty cool. I actually like, it's funny. I have the black jersey from 2014 with just Canada across and the gold little flaking.
Yeah.
I like the end, but the main jerseys were like the Petrocan logo essentially. But it's funny because now looking back on them, I love those jerseys. I don't know why. When they first were announced, I hated them. Maybe it'll be the same with this year's. I do really like the white and the red for this new jersey. Again, I'm not keen on the maple leaf, but I do like that look with the double stripes on either arm and down to the waist. But
you know what I think, man?
They're underwhelming to me.
I think
you like the double strike. Yeah,
like I do.
I think they've been preparing us for this launch. Now I'm not 100% on this, but as soon as I saw that maple leaf on the chest, the first thing I thought of is I was like, fuck, that almost looks like the exact same fucking maple leaf that's at the top of my Tim Hortons cup. You see the new Timmy's lids they've released with like the maple leaf inside the cup?
No,
I swear they've been propagandizing that shit.
Put on your tinfoil hats, boys. Yeah. It's Andrew's conspiracy hour. I'm actually just pulling up the Team USA jerseys right now. If you guys want to, I don't like the all blue one where it's just blue and navy, but I do like their white, and I do actually like their other jersey too. I like the USA jerseys a lot better than Canada's this year.
Yeah, me too. Just by the quick glance.
Yeah.
Steve?
No. I'm pretty sure I saw the German ones and they look pretty cool too.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at the rest. I just saw the Canada ones. But anyways, we've gone off topic. Let's talk league. No, I didn't really follow up with you guys this morning on any league news, but I'm not sure. Let's start with the jerseys.
What, New Jersey's jersey?
What do you think, Steve?
It's exactly like Chicago's jersey.
Oh, their Winter Classic one?
The black one. Yeah. It's legit. Look at it. It's the same jersey with a different logo. It's like the stripes are a little different, but like the stripes are almost the same. Like it's crazy how similar they are.
Yeah. So what's your overall opinion on it? What would you rank it?
Dog shit. It's dog shit. And Martin Brodeur made it.
He knew. Fuck. Oh, Zach and I were texting earlier. We're gonna troll this fucker.
I already know. I'm like, man, I don't like Brodeur for his design abilities. If you like your goalie because of how they design shit, you're an idiot.
that jersey is horrific.
Oh, 100%.
Have you seen all the memes? Have you seen the memes where it's like it shows their whole kit and it's like on the socks, it's written socks, on the helmet, it's written helmet. Like, it's so good. I love those memes. But yeah, the jersey's horrible. Like,
I read some comments. They're like, they think putting ads on jerseys don't look bad.
Yeah, no doubt. It's horrific. It's got to be. When I first saw the leaked photos, I thought, like, there's no way. But then you saw, like, the Adidas branding and all this stuff in the back of the collar, and you're like, holy shit, this is for real. I could not believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get the concept.
I don't.
I was going to say, I don't either.
What do you get about, like, what is it supposed to mean? Oh, apparently it's supposed to, like, what's, we mean the concept?
Well, it's just New Jersey's. If you ask someone from New Jersey where you're from, they don't say I'm from New Jersey. They say I'm from Jersey.
Oh, like, you just mean the jersey on top? No, that's fine. I don't care about that.
Yeah, like, it's just jersey.
I'm talking about the jersey itself.
The color.
Like the scheme of it, like the stripes. So everything else is like dog shit. I'm not talking about the name.
Apparently, it's an old, it's a throwback, essentially. They had these colors long ago, like before the fucking NHL. It'd be like if the Canucks went to a millionaires style.
Yeah, but the millionaires jerseys kind of look cool. Actually, they're really cool.
Aren't they like purple?
They're purple, and they're, I don't know. I like them. I think they're
cool. Actually,
we had them as like a special jersey for that one. Whatever it was, I remember people like the Corvette. No, man, it was just like a third jersey for a year.
It did come out for the Winter Classic though. I was at that game.
Yeah. But we had it for more than just the Winter Classic.
You're right. Yeah. I think they brought it back for a couple games that year. But I mean, I'm kind of with you, Steve. Like, I don't understand the concept. Like, if you want to say jersey, like, identify it like you're from New Jersey, like, put it on the shoulder. Like, put it somewhere small, not jersey right across your chest. Like, if
you could have like the state logo, then have jersey across it, but like make your jersey dope.
It's just so funny because reading like the official NHL release, it's like, this is huge news for the hockey team of New Jersey or whatever. It's their first ever like different logo, all this
third jersey.
And you look at it, and it's like, what the fuck? Like,
that's what you fucking
exactly.
Like, oh, we have to look for us, our master plan. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, it sucks. It's horrible. But you could go so many different ways. You have like, they're literally the Devils. Like, you know what I mean? There's so many things you could do with that name. Like, you could go Devils red,
would,
black.
Devils,
like,
Devils would look better across the front.
Devils with like a little devil character, like a mean looking thing, or like, you know, even just like a pitchfork or something. Like,
yeah, or even just like
something that, you know,
the
what I mean?
Tail on, like, the wire play or something would have been cool.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Have it, and then
you're right. They could have even done that. Like, not that it would have vastly improved it, but even the devil tail on the end of the Y would have at least been like a tiny little
something. Besides just like
even on jersey,
12-year-old kid put together on Photoshop.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
not, I don't know. Anyways, enough bashing. Let's. All your goalie can't do interior dining or design. Oh, he's a shitty. He shouldn't make it the Hall of Fame.
Like, he is shit. But we're just making fun of the dude.
The first thing, Zach, I told Zach, he's like, oh, that fatso had his hand is in it.
Fatso.
You see his national rent-a-car ads. The guy's a blimp now. It's the best.
Did he see George LaRoc get Dominic Hasek to sign his score sheet?
The two goal score sheet. Yeah. I did. That's pretty cool.
That's so good. Yeah.
The Rock scores two goals on you.
That's pretty cool.
All right, so good. That was fun. Next, now I heard this today, actually. I wasn't really gonna talk too much about it, but apparently Gary Bettman met with important people in Quebec. I don't know if we want to read too much into that. They're eager to bring a team. Now, obviously, 32 teams is probably maxed out. So that means that someone
would two teams.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they said that they don't want to add a team. No, so the only thing is the only thing is that they can relocate a team.
Right. And
but
the only team that would probably be relocated is maybe Arizona.
Arizona's probably high on that list right now.
Well, yeah, so not but, the only team, but one of the
yeah, exactly.
Who else would you say would be like a possible Portland. Like now. No, sorry. But what other team do you think could be moved other than Arizona? Because that's the one.
Buffalo's got a solid fan base.
Buffalo, just, no. Yeah.
So, wait, I don't know. I say Buffalo's a shitstorm.
A few years ago, you could say Florida, but probably not anymore.
Florida, you got tickets given out on like the street corner. It was insane.
I've probably watched as many Panthers games this year as I have Canucks games. And like, even at how good that team is, the arena is empty.
Yeah.
So sad.
But it's still like, I'm definitely side with you guys. I think that if one's going to be relocated, it'll be Arizona, especially with their arena situation up in the air. And
they're asking Biz on Chicklets how, if he remembers any French from when he lived in Canada. Are you brushing up? He's in their operations or something. He's in Arizona's operations. He does something there. It would be interesting. I mean, that Quebec Montreal rivalry runs deep. There would be something, and I'm sure, I don't know how they lost their team anyways. Is it because everyone's a Montreal fan? Like, how did they lose revenue so bad to lose
the league? I honestly don't know the whole story behind that. I just know they got relocated. Not too sure.
It was interesting. Yeah,
we're all millennials.
That's before our time, right?
We can just have a division for them, and then they can separate, and then they just play each other 82 times, and then they jump in our playoffs. Whoever team wins the most.
Vive la France! Yeah, yeah. No, there. You know what?
There goes our French listener.
We had one.
Gordo won't leave. What are you talking about? Gordo won't leave. He's sticking around.
Yeah.
With a name like Burns, I'm sure he's really fucking hard pressed by it.
Yeah, I think it would be. It would be great. Like, it would obviously be an instant rivalry again. But I would read into it a fair bit. Like, because I mean, 32 teams is the ideal league size, right? 16 each side. It just makes sense for playoffs. Everything else, it all makes sense at that number. And they've already said they aren't going to be adding new teams. So I would read into it. I mean, they've got an NHL-ready arena there. We've got teams in the league that are floundering and, again, don't even have an arena, I think, past next year. So I would definitely read into it.
Yeah. I think Portland's a big team spot that would – how I put that?
You think
the next big spot? Yeah,
like after Seattle.
Yeah,
because I'd say Kansas City maybe.
I don't know, man.
Houston.
I mean, Portland's down there.
Houston. Too.
Yeah, you'd be surprised though. Then you add it to like, you could build your own rivalry there with like Portland and Seattle coming in. They have the Portland Winterhawks. Who, I mean, Travis Green used to coach, but other than that, they only have college. You don't have anything else, right? I don't think they have pro basketball. I don't think they have pro baseball.
Yeah, they do. Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, yeah, Trailblazers. Yeah, you're right. Which, by the way, was his face asked to leave, I think. Dame. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see, but I would read into it with them going to, with Bettman meeting in Quebec, because I definitely think, you know, there's been so much smoke coming out of Arizona for so long. There's got to be a bit of fire there. Like, it's, you know, it's such a dumpster fire. And now with the decision that the arena won't renew the lease with the team, like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially when you've got an arena that's ready and vacant. I think it only houses the Quebec Rempart in the QMJHL or whatever. So I think, I would definitely read into it. Again, now we're going to have division realignment again, because you're taking a team from the West, moving them out East. But, you know, I, I don't know. They've figured it out before. They'll figure it out again.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Arizona's out. Like, I don't think they're not sticking around. There's just too much obstacles to climb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That'd be cool. I'd love it. Hope they keep the name. The jerseys were fucking cool too, actually.
The Nordiques?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, what is an
Nordique? Well, I mean, what is it's just a Nordique?
It's just like an N. It's like a hockey stick, isn't it? Like a dot somewhere.
That was the North Stars.
No, the stars had the north side of the thing. I'm pretty sure it was like a weird. It's not like a. I don't know. What was it? I'm pretty sure it was like a little weird looking N thing.
Yeah, it was an N with a stick and a puck.
Yeah. You're right. Sorry. Yeah.
Huh.
I love it. Anyways.
I think the North Stars are way better than that.
Really? The baby blue and all, eh?
That baby blue. Baby blue sucks. Are you 12?
I actually don't mind the jersey either, but I think it could look cool if it was updated, but I don't know. Either way, whatever jersey they pick, I think there's a real good chance that Arizona gets moved to Quebec.
Yeah. Watch them stay as the Coyotes.
Oh, so there you go.
Quebec Coyotes. It does roll off the tongue.
This will be whatever it is in French, like whatever Coyotes is in French.
Quebec sure. Coyotes. I don't know what it is. I don't speak French. Shit. I've got three French sayings. That's it.
That's three more than I have.
Okay, boys. So here you go. So found it real quick here. 1991, the Nordiques once again had the first overall pick in the NHL entry draft. So obviously they just sucked. That's their answer. They were just shit. They picked Eric Lindros.
Oh, right. I know that debacle.
But he would never play in Quebec.
Yeah,
he told him he wouldn't, too.
Yeah, and they drafted him. Yeah. Same thing with like Eli Manning with San Diego.
Among the reasons, Lindros cited...
He's speaking French now.
Yeah, I know.
Among the reasons.
What the hell?
Among the reasons, Lindros cited distance, lack of marketing potential, and having to speak French as the reasons he didn't want to go to Quebec.
It makes sense, though. It's not like nothing against the French. It's just he's want to learn another language. Like, you know what I mean?
That's fair, a really downside to like, putting another team in Quebec.
Yeah, like being like walking into a team and like not being able to talk to half your teammates, like, you know what I mean? Or your coach or whatever, and the fans yelling at you in a different language you don't know. And I mean, some people might love it, some people might hate it.
Yeah.
Both Montreal and Quebec City are meant to be amazing cities, though. I've never been to either, but
I've heard they're amazing too. I'd love to go to Montreal.
I know, me too, man. Both cities. Yeah, apparently, Montreal. Quebec City is like Canada's European city. Like, it's still kind of old European looking, and Montreal is just a party.
Yeah.
The only place
I've been. Why the fuck you laughing, Steve?
Huh? Ottawa. And Ottawa was a dump.
Ottawa. I'd love to go to Ottawa in the winter, though. I think that's so cool how people like ice skate to work.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see the Parliament buildings, but other than that, it was a dump.
Imagine just hitting concrete, skating to work, and you just hit a patch of concrete and just bang.
No, it's on the river. Like,
all the way to work.
There's a river.
I thought it floods in Iowa, and then like the streets just like, right, like screw it, we're skating.
No, the river like winds through the whole city and out to the countryside or whatever, the burbs.
Nobody's skating to work, Bron. You're an idiot.
I don't think that's true. I would double check those facts, Steve, before you start calling people idiots. Yeah.
Maybe. I am pretty dumb too, so
I think that's a fact. I think that's what people do. Not everybody, obviously.
Yeah, maybe a couple, but I don't think it's like a big thing. You're gonna like see it like 7 o'clock, everyone in their suit and briefcase skating to work.
Look, I want
proof.
I'm gonna look this up and I'm gonna send it to you and we'll talk about it next episode.
See who's right.
Okay, so moving on. There's something else I want to talk. Oh, so first of all, boys, before we move on, any other league news? Either of you guys? Carolina Hurricanes.
Three assists.
Wagon. fucking love those Hurricanes, man. They are absolutely fun to watch.
Yeah, they are a young team. Svechnikov.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I want to give a quick shout out to my boy Charlie. He's an avid listener. He says he loves to listen, laughs a lot. He won tickets to the Giants game last playoff season. We were throwing up questions, and he went like, it was who's going to win tonight kind of thing in the playoffs, and he got every single one of them right. So,
damn.
Off to
congratulations,
the game.
Man.
Yeah, he had fun. He loves the podcast. So, what up, Charlie? Thanks for listening, buddy.
Awesome. How was the game? Do we know who won?
Yeah, we lost. I think we lost. Vancouver lost like in like the last minute. It was a tie, and
way to go.
Kamloops? Was Kamloops in, or was that
Charlie's
this
fault? Way to go. So.
Way to go, Charlie.
Damn it, Charlie. Who was it? I think it was again. It might have been a down south team. I forget. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So next up, I guess we are going to talk about your Vancouver Canucks. I guess I said like, fuck, here we go. Here we go again. So we delayed this episode a day because Steve was vomiting out of both ends, and because we wanted to find out more about these rumors, trade rumors going around. I know Kuzma from the province wrote an article about JT Miller for Fiala. You know, Brock Besser, Bo Horvat, their names have been flying around. I don't know, boys.
That's interesting. I hadn't seen Horvat's name floated. I mean, Besser really? To Minnesota has been, you know, it's kind of always been long rumor just because it's his home state and everything. But I hadn't seen Horvat's name floated. That's interesting to me.
I read an article from a Minnesota newspaper that said Horvat was their target. But
the only thing is like, as being a target, is that what they want or is that what the Canucks are going to give?
So
because being targeted means like that's what somebody want. We could want Crosby, whether they're going to give him up is another thing, right?
I don't think it's an unrealistic trade. If leadership is the problem on our team, but that's the thing is I don't know. And Julie asked me that today. Yeah. She's like, "What do you think the problem is?" Because I was talking to her, we were down 3-0 again, and I was like, "This is fucking crazy. I don't know what's going on." And to be honest, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. I don't think firing Green is the right answer. I don't know if firing Benning is the right answer. Maybe we need to trade somebody. Maybe we need it. Maybe there's something going on in the locker room. Maybe it is Green. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room. It's just really frustrating as a fan to sit and watch these catastrophic failures and not see an obvious issue. Because I thought Benning did a great job in the offseason. Right. I don't think anyone expected this. Man, Zach, you and I blew this team up.
I was so stoked for this year.
I think most people were.
Yeah.
Besides me.
Except for Steve.
Who is right? Can't fool me.
Fuck you. You're just down on Garland. You didn't.
No, it wasn't. I said you could free whoever you want in, but the same thing with OEL. I wasn't down Garland. I was really down OEL. But it's just we can bring in.
But they've been playing good. It is there, not the problem at all.
No,
you know.
No, I agree with you. Like I think we're getting what we should be getting for them.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the Caps. Anyways, that's not what this is about.
It's fair, yeah.
Zach, what do you got? What do you help me out here, man? Because honestly, I'm at a loss. Like I don't know what the right solution is. I think so. What's been happening, Steve? Sorry to go back to your question, then I'll lean into you, Zach, or your statement, Steve. That I don't think the Canucks are putting anyone out there. Like I don't think they're saying, "Hey, who wants Miller? Who wants Horvat?" Right? Like I went on the chat and said Sagan's on the block. I don't think that's happening in Vancouver. I think teams are seeing the struggle and they're calling and they're like, "Hey,
I agree.
What do you want for JT Miller? What do you want for Bo Horvat?" Mm-hmm. That's what's happening because they see a change needs to happen. And obviously our ownership hasn't fired Benning yet. I don't see them firing him anytime soon, especially not during the middle of the season. So
it's never not happened before. GM's right. been fired in the middle of the season.
Right. But it comes down to, well, we'll talk about that after. It comes down to who's available and stuff like that. But Zach,
yeah,
I'll go back to you. Sorry for that rant there. Where are you at, man? Help me out. I'm kind of at a loss. I don't know what to talk about.
Well, I'm in the same boat. I mean, obviously none of us are going to be in the locker room. We aren't privy to that kind of information. Like, but when it comes to roster construction, like, it's not like, again, like, I don't think many of us expect this, like, looking at the roster. I mean, yeah, we're missing. And when you look, okay, so for me, particularly looking at the penalty kill, which has been a glaring weakness on the team this year, a lot of that I chalk up to the fact that we didn't have Tyler Mott in the lineup and that we're still missing Brandon Sutter, who is, you know, you're not expecting offense from him, but he is a huge force on the penalty kill. So, you know, from different areas of the team, I don't know. Like, again, we've talked about it, it seems like every week so far, but PD is a real easy target. And, you know, he's a deserving target too. He's played like dog shit so far, but the, like, as far as what I would change up, like, maybe a trade is what it takes. Again, maybe there is a rift in the room. It doesn't sound like it. Like, I haven't read anything referring to that or hinting at that at all, but I mean,
I read a couple articles.
Okay. Because to me, yeah. Miller's definitely got the highest trade value of anybody on the roster. And other than that, like, the only other player who, again, like, talking about Minnesota, who I think we could afford to get rid of, and this is tough to say because it's probably my favorite Canuck, is Brock Besser. But, you know, with the emergence of Podkolzin, well, I mean, that's really early, but even Hoglander, you know, being a top six talent, it does kind of make Besser expendable. And again, his contract, he's due, he's going to be an RFA. I believe it's going to be this next coming off season. I think this is his last year signed. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that those are probably the two biggest trade targets, Miller and Besser. And if I were to see one of them go, Besser would probably make less of an impact on this team.
Yeah. You jump back and forth before he said that.
I'm looking at it, and I'm at a loss too, but like, if I, you know, Miller is just, he's been the spark plug for the team. I would have a really hard time trading him. Like, I do think that guy's got that competitive fire, like, that he wants to turn this around.
Also, I'm going to add into that his value for what he's getting paid is really good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And
Besser's almost contracts up, but so here's the problem now. Steve, I'll go to you after to get your opinion, but PD is pretty much untouchable, right? Our franchise is relying on him. He's going to be a franchise player, we hope. I mean, this is just a slump, right? We have to believe that PD is still our guy because we're putting our chips on him. Quinn Hughes, also untouchable, and rightfully so. He's played well this year, except he had a couple of really bad giveaways tonight that led to goals, actually. So that's not good. But anyways, that's just one game. And that leaves Brock Besser. So Brock Besser, the only problem there is that him and Petey are like besties.
Maybe that's exactly what we need to do to shake Petey up. Like,
trade his bestie. I think he'd be really pissed. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's
a good idea. I agree with Andrew. Well, I kind of agree with Andrew. I kind of agree with both you guys, because I think shaking it up, it will piss him off, but it's all about how he's going to use that anger. If that pisses off, is going to drive him to be better, so he wants to, I don't know, so he's going to win, or if it's going to drive him to deeper in a slump, right?
Mm-hmm.
His contract leaves him at a UFA, correctly? Correct? Jesus, I'm off today. I'm off today, boys. or is he still a RFA? Do you know?
How old is he?
Sorry, who, Besser?
PD.
Oh, PD. At the end of his contract, he should still be RFA.
I think so too.
Three more years, right?
Quinn's UFA will be at the end of his.
Quinn's a six, right?
Quinn's a 6 year, so he'll be UFA. But
so that is one reason for PD to play tough. Now, what was I watching? Something or an article that was talking. You gotta find. It was from an NHL ex-NHLer. Said you gotta find fire, right? Even when your team's losing, you got to find a spark for yourself. whether it's contract, like it's a contract year, right? So if you trade, like you said, if you trade Petey, or sorry, Besser, Petey gets pissed off, doesn't want to be in Vancouver. He's still going to try hard because his contract's going to be up. He's going to be an RFA. So you have to, in order to get traded, you also need to have value, right? If you just give up, it's unlikely. Well, unless you get a scenario like what happened in Winnipeg, right? Where both players fucking give up. So they just swap cities.
And there's second, third pick.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, fuck. We fucked up. Switch it up.
So you got to find, right, for personal reasons. So, and usually that's money, you know?
Yeah.
But that's no way, obviously, you don't want to see your team go. You don't want players winning or playing for contracts or to be traded. So, yeah, it's a real tough situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I think one other factor to all this, I mean, not that it's going to be, you know, it's not the linchpin in the trade, but Besser's qualifying offer is going to be at $7.5 million, which, you know, I don't know if the Canucks are going to be in a position to really offer that anyway. So they may be looking to get Besser off the books this year. And again, like what you were talking about, Andrew, like Miller's contract at 5.25 is a bargain for what he brings to the table.
That's
5.25 for Miller. It's 5.875 right now for Besser, but his qualifying is going to be 7.5. So I think, I don't know. I mean, Miller's going to have one more year after this one, then he'll be UFA. He comes up the same time that Bo does, Horvat. So, I don't know. I have a feeling that Besser is probably going to be the one moved. But then again, I mean, I don't think that we're going to have the money to re-sign Miller anyway, but we do still have him under contract for another year after this one.
Age-wise, Miller makes more sense, right? He's older. If you want to go in the direction you want someone a little bit younger, but that being said, he has been the best player on the team as well as you got to think of, you know, if we need to get a player in return and we need to get a draft pick in return, because
I'm not even worried about the pick, but we need a player in return.
You're not worried about the pick,
but
no.
I am. I don't think we trade. I don't think we trade Miller though. I don't think he goes.
Who's going?
I think it's Besser.
I think it's Besser too.
And then we let him walk after next year. We have 5.2 million. That's super cheap. We need it because when do we lose Luongo? Is this year, right? Last year?
I think this is his last year.
Yeah. So we're have a little bit of cap open up, but once he walks, we can try hopefully get free agent, re-sign Bo. Get someone can play second line center. And then what the talk is, obviously, Fiala. The guy can shoot. He's like Besser. Like, they're kind of similar in how they play. They both have rifles of a shot. But,
I'd be fine seeing Fiala come back. I mean, like my buddy Jason, who I talk to all the time about the Canucks, but he was saying Fiala and Greenway would be two guys that he would be comfortable coming back with. And just to, so Steve.
And Wright, or.
No, and. So
both room for Besser?
Well, he was talking about Besser or Miller, but for Besser, it would probably just be a one for one Fiala Besser, but with Miller, it would be more than Fiala. But yeah, Luongo is $3 million, comes off the books at the end of this year. But I mean, I don't think there's any way that Miller walks. Like next year, let's say we keep him. Next year, things aren't going so well, or it doesn't look like we'll re-sign him. Like he's getting traded.
I agree with you.
Huge value, but you're right. Like that is money coming off the books. I mean, it sucks. Like if you know, we obviously pushed our chips into the table with Pettersson. Like so, that basically means that Miller will not be re-signed after next year, right? Because that money's already allotted to Petey. So I mean, whatever. That's the way it is. We're hoping that he finds a way to turn it around. But I'm just looking at cap friendly now and. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. It's not something, but I have a really, really big hunch that's going to be Besser. That'll be traded. Whoever we're getting back. And I think it's the Minnesota, think about all the time he's spending there with PD. He likes being from there. If he can go play back home, you know what I mean? But this trade's been in the talk for years. And I think the timing's right.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen too.
Timing as in one, Steve? You think now or before the deadline, or do you think they?
Well, obviously before the deadline, but like
no, I mean like right before, like you know.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Deadline day kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be sooner than later.
I think so too, because the team is getting
something needs to happen. Yeah, something needs to happen in that dressing room, whether it's Green. But I've also heard from people who've played for Green, that he can sometimes be hard. What's that?
Who the fuck are your insiders? Someone.
Don't you worry about who I have inside on. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, you never reveal your contacts.
He was a lot of the young players, especially a few years ago when this player played on that team, that there was a lot of tension between the younger players and Green. So that could be something that's kind of lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think all of our kind of just our views on our exasperation with it kind of says it all, right? Like it's frustrating to watch at this point, and it's tough to say what the answer is. Like I kind of have the same feeling as you, Steve. I do think that it's going to be best for getting moved, especially if these trade talks are with Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And again, I don't think that it's the Canucks calling people. It's people seeing this dumpster fire happening and they're poking around, right? They're seeing what they can pluck from us. And, but yeah, with the $7.5 million qualifier next year and just the shape that the team is in right now, needing to shake up, I think it'll be better as well. And for Fiala, I'd be fine with that. Actually,
do we have his contract?
That's what I was literally just going to look up. I was going to say, I might as well look that up while we've got it now. What? Kevin Fiala is 5.1 right now, and he is also an RFA at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's worth it then to me.
RFA for RFA, we've got Fiala at 25, Besser at 24 years old, that is. And
maybe resign at hopefully less than what Besser would, because obviously Besser's at just under 6, he's just over 5. So. We can probably get him for a little bit cheaper if we can keep him. But basically, it'd be like on a tryout. If we do trade for him, do you have Greenway's contract there by chance?
He's more of just a size guy. He kind of like to me. Greenway is 2.1, and then he's also RFA at the end of the year.
Sure.
24 years old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there are two guys that fit in age-wise for the core that we've got, right? Like that's kind of why, like Andrew, that's what I was saying about like the draft picks. I'm not so worried about it right now because this is the core that we're moving forward and trying to win with. Like we need pieces that'll plug into that. And like, yeah, like I'm not saying trade away our picks, but I also wouldn't be trading away NHL talent for picks at this point. We need players.
Do you think age is a factor? We have a really young team. Our core, we don't have those like kind of older guys that have that leadership to kind of pull these guys out of there, right? Like our captain, still young, right? 25, 26. Miller's what, 30?
29.
Right? Miller's 28. Yeah.
28? Yeah, exactly, right?
But like, I mean, we do have like, you know, Tanner Pearson's won a cup. Maybe even two. I don't know if he was on
Pearson's our age, right? So he's still, you know, 31, 32. Right.
Although,
so,
I mean, even like Ekman Larson is younger than us.
Yeah. Is he? Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
well, we're
30, 31.
We're almost he's at 30. Retirement, us.
Guys, if we were in the NHL, we would be fucking journeymen at this point. All right. Like, that's the crazy thing to
that's
think
so
about.
Sad.
So,
it's, I don't want to think about it, man. Stop. I don't want to.
Well, no, but that's why, like, looking at it.
I'm still 22, bro. I'm still 22.
That's why, looking at it to me, like, 28 years old to me is like, yeah, you know, they've got experience. Like, I don't know. I don't know that that's it. Like, I look at a guy like, who are we just talking about? Tanner Pearson has won at least one cup. I don't think he was on the 2012 team. Then we've got OEL. You know, there are guys in this lineup who have played internationally or played deep into the playoffs, won a cup. Like, I don't know if that's it. I disagree.
I think when you have a younger player and say you're 25 or 26 and you have a 28-year-old trying to tell you what to do, it's a little different than say you have like, you know, like Mark Giordano, like a 36-year-old, or You know, someone that's been in the league a lot longer that you kind of watch growing up, that kind of you have that automatic respect for, right? Like someone that was in the league when you were the teenager, you know, like a Joe Thornton, obviously not that old, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't disagree. I just think that those aren't the guys that you trade for. Those are the guys that you sign Jason in the Spezza? Offseason. No.
We could trade for I see what you're saying. Oh, you build with a team and then work the training camp.
Yeah, to UFAs. Me, those kind of guys you pick up on a PTO or you pick them up in a free agency that you don't trade for, right? Like, because, I don't know. Maybe that comes down
trade,
to GM
trade
Benning.
Seventh or sixth for Spezza, I would. I mean, he was leading their team for a while.
Right, but he's probably like he is that guy for Toronto, right? So he's worth more to them than a seventh. Like at the same time, like that's just why to me, like I wouldn't be trading, you know, like a guy that I would think of, for example, is Corey Perry. But
Corey Perry's a really good one too.
Right, like I totally
that type of player.
You. Yeah, I totally
someone
agree
that fits
you
on that third or fourth line.
Yeah,
that isn't you're going to be out there scoring goals, but can pull the team together when shit's going wrong, or you know, have those key moments, right? Like maybe Corey Perry scores when they're down by a goal, or you know, whatever it is, and try to pull. And everyone's seen him play through the league. It's a little different, you know, when you're Bo Horvat, 26 years old, and then you have like JT Miller's 28, and it's like, well, yeah, we went to school together, you know what I mean? But you have that 5 or 6 years, it's like that older kid, right?
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I just think that that needed to be done before. That's all.
The problem with that is most of those guys that you're talking about that you want, they are going to teams that have a chance of winning the cup.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? If they've got their pick to. For sure.
Like players like Joe Pavelski would be great for the Canucks, but would he ever want to come to Vancouver? Probably not. You know.
If we are just a couple pieces away, man, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know how the whole shift is. Like, we went, like, obviously hyped up, but like from Wayne to winning the cup, or you know, going to the playoffs and making far to this, and it's only been 2 months. I think we have the talent. Yeah, it's still 2 months,
quarterway mark. Yeah.
Wow. I was just
2 months.
I was just looking up Pavelski because you guys brought up, because I do agree that he could be a huge kind of trade deadline date.
His contract's pretty big, isn't it?
It is. It's $7 million, but I mean that's going to be prorated if it comes down to it. But he's got his modified no trade. The player submits a 3-team trade list. So he's got a lot of control over that. So, and also, I mean, I think it goes without saying that the Canucks wouldn't be looking at making a deal like that unless they did think that they could go on a run or they were that one piece away. So I don't know, but I mean, Pavelski's a great example, and he's probably going to get moved at the deadline because the Stars are just boring as hell to watch and they aren't very good. So
I'd love to see him in Carolina, but yeah, we won't go there.
That would be nasty.
We'll keep
that
talking
would be
about
nasty.
That's not even fair.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the Canucks. Sorry. Although I'm almost tired.
I kind of want to talk about Pavelski more.
I'm tired too.
My brain is garbage. Just mush. Like, because honestly, watching that game today, I was hoping, I was like, please give me something good to talk about. But we didn't score our first goal until like 5 minutes left in the third period.
I changed my opinion. I think we have to get rid of somebody or do something big, like ASAP. Like for me, last week, you guys were ringing the alarm. Now I'm ringing the alarm.
you were
I was a week behind. Yeah, I was there, but I also said to wait till the new year to see what's going on, right? I was given a little bit more, and you even said that's a little surprising. Mm-hmm. And I regret saying that, and I won't pull the trigger.
So, what do we do? Here we go. This is a good question for your boys. What's the answer?
Babcock, baby.
Okay, that was easy. I want to ask you three options. Three options if you could do it. Let me see. Zach, last time we spoke, you gave him to the end of the last road trip, but I think they're going to get to the end of this road trip. And I'm just going to pull up the schedule real quick. So they've got Pittsburgh lost today. So we're at Columbus, at Boston, at Montreal, at Ottawa. We get home on the first.
We should win three of those games.
So 1 week today. Well, we've already lost 1-4-1 against the Penguins, who they're 9-6-4, fifth in the Metro.
Not great.
Not great.
Malkin's out, isn't he? Or is he play?
I didn't see Malkin at all. No.
Crosby, yeah, Malkin and Crosby. Yeah. I thought Malkin's out.
Okay, so that's 1 week. We play Ottawa in Vancouver 1 week today. Let's say that we get through this road trip. Let's say we lose
500.
Not even.
No, under. So we win one. Either we beat our Ottawa game.
And let's say we beat Montreal. Ottawa's in Vancouver. Right. So we lose to the Blue Jackets. We lose to Boston. We beat Montreal. Okay. So what do we do? Who's going? Is it a trade? Is it a trade? Is it a coach or is it a GM?
I think happens, or what should happen, or both. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay. I want both.
Go ahead, Zach.
Nice. I was going to say that I think because of the fact that what's his name, our owner there. Sorry, it's getting late.
Aquilini.
Yeah, Aquilini had the meeting with Benning. You know, that happened last week. There were a lot of people were speculating that was going to be his firing or stepping down, but it wasn't. So he's already had that meeting, and now we're hearing talk about trade rumors, specifically with Minnesota. So I think what'll happen. I think a big trade is going to go down really quickly. Real quick, because I would have said personally to fire Benning, but. I don't think that's happening anymore after that meeting. So I think that the next big deal is going to be, it'll be a trade. And I'd say, yeah, Besser or Miller, but probably Besser.
But if you're so if you are the Aquilinis though, then do you trust Benning to make a trade that's going to change your team?
Oh, personally, no, but I have a feeling 100%. That they do. Yeah. I have a feeling that they do, because that meeting, the fact that he's still at the head of the ship leads me to believe that, you know, they do, but me personally, no.
Benning hit the highlight trade in the off season here. That was the best thing he's ever done. Best trade he ever made. And it's all going to be downhill from there.
Yeah. I'm still just hoping that, you know, they fire Benning and then the new GM, whoever it is, brings in Babcock, and there we go.
Yeah. If that's the way it goes, and I'd say that I agree. I think the trade's going to happen. I think it's better for Fiala. What I want would be Green to go, but if you could do a Benning Green package, then I would 100% throw that in.
Right.
But if I get greedy, then yeah, if we can get rid of Benning and then whoever the new GM brings his own coach in, I'm 100% for that. If we have to get rid of one and doesn't, I don't think Benning's going to go, because like you said, he had that meeting, didn't really go in the way that most people wanted. So I feel that Green's head's on the chopping block. So I think maybe Benning maybe threw Green underneath the bus to keep his job. And so now Green, let's go ahead.
I was just going to say, so sorry, I thought you were done.
Yeah.
So what I think is, now you're right. Benning had the meeting. He didn't go anywhere. So I'm trying to think, if I'm the Aquilinis, what do you say in that meeting? You give him a bit of time. You give him the season. I don't know. They gave Travis a 2-year contract, right? So they expect him to prove himself within the next 2 years. I thought that was a shit deal when he signed it. If you boys remember, I said that's not enough time to prove yourself as a coach.
I remember that.
That's shit, because you get this season, which is already a fucking write-off, and now you're playing in another contract year, you know, and that's really shit. That's a bad position to put someone in. So there's that. Trade wise, I don't know if Travis is the problem. That's why I brought that up, because Travis didn't put this decor together. You know what I mean? He's playing with what he's been dealt. Again, I'm not.
Are you talking about Benning? Like Benning bringing the guys in? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Benning needs.
Do you think Green has a say in that though?
I don't think so. No.
You don't think he has a say in who Benning brings onto the team?
No, I was reading an article or listening to a podcast the other day, and it said head coaches are more like fucking like psychologists. They're more like counselors these days. Most of the like each role has a, it's like in the NFL, you have your defensive coach, you have your power play coach, you have your special teams, you have your PK. Like everyone has their own thing. The coach is kind of just on the bench making calls, right?
At practice. Well, it's a system.
Right.
It's, so what, you know who the best player to play your system would be?
Yeah, but the system, what I'm saying is the system's run by other people in practice.
No, the head coach comes in and instills a system that the assistant coaches then assist him instilling. That's the whole part of having a coach, is the head coach doesn't come in and adapt to his assistant coaches.
But like Green's style of play and Shaw's style of play are not similar. Right, they brought him in hoping they would contrast. You know what I mean? Like that they would bounce off each other, because Shaw, I mean, worked for Torts for a long time. He's got a chip on his shoulders. Green does not. Anyways, that's besides my point. So what I think a trade's inevitable as well. And the who part is, I think, strictly comes down to what's happening behind closed doors. Is there a leadership problem? Is JT Miller's attitude in the locker room a problem? I heard, now I say that because, you know, the media was roasting him for his body language during the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I literally want to say that.
Yeah, so that's all. I don't think his body language is a problem. I never saw anything. I'm just going off what the media tells me because I'm a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, That could be an issue. Horvat, if he's capable of being a leader, if these guys trust him, I don't know. If they don't, I also heard someone say they think JT Miller should be the next captain. So that means Bo's got to get shipped somewhere. You know what I mean? So whatever.
That's a bold statement.
Hey, it is. It's not my
quote.
That's
a very, very bold statement. I don't know if that's in the works. I don't think Miller stays much longer.
But if lack of leadership is the problem,
mm-hmm.
you can't keep them around, right? So well, anyways,
that, yeah,
I guess, yeah. I'm just stirring the rumor pot at this point. These are all articles I've read, things I did, yeah, yeah. A ton of research.
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I was just questioning to dig in a little deeper.
Fair enough.
Because those are some bold statements. I don't see Horvat going anywhere. I think he's,
I hope not,
on that same list as Hughes and Demko and PD there. I think PD is the bottom of that list. Sorry, but go ahead.
No, I hope so. I hope you're right. But if leadership's the problem, if he can't lead a team, they do strip the captaincy away from him, and then what? Then it's a whole nother disaster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would hate to play for a team that got stripped from.
Yeah,
but that's the thing, is that leadership isn't just coming from your captain, right? Like, it needs to be coming from everyone else and those other leaders in the team, right? So you don't have a C or an A.
I'm using the example of as that Horvat can't lead.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just because I'm just hypothetically behind closed doors if that's the issue. So, and then I also said if JT's attitude is the issue or whatever it is.
Yeah, for sure.
But obviously there's an issue. Now, before I wrap it up here, I will close by saying, I did hear Connor Garland interview. Did you guys listen to that? It was really good. On Chicklets.
Right.
Yeah, you told us
about
that.
It was really good. But he said, now it was obviously a few days ago. It was on this last episode, but it was obviously recorded a few days ago. Or last week, whatever, because he said, you know, we're on a little bit of a slump. I think there were only 9 games in at that point. But he said when he got to the room, he bonded with the guys. It's a great atmosphere. Now I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, Steve. You wouldn't say anything else, right? But I don't.
He's a little guy. He's friends with everyone, right? He's gonna come in to hate the little guy. You know what I mean?
But I think if there was bad stuff going on in the locker room, like if the chemistry wasn't good, I don't know if he'd be saying that. Mm-hmm. Like, he might just not mention it at all. He definitely wouldn't say it's bad, right? But he might not say it's been like, I believed him by the way he said it.
There's other ways he could have said besides what he said if it wasn't going well. That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's that.
So that leaves us with green.
I guess time will tell. Yeah, time will tell. It could be greener. I don't know. We'll find out in the next few days, few weeks, I guess. A few months, maybe. Who knows? But yeah, hopefully we pick it up. We figure something out in the short term just to get some W's, man. I want to just watch some decent hockey again. It's been horrible, horrendous to watch. So
yeah, it's been tough.
Hopefully
it turns around here, especially since we had high hopes for the team going in. And it's like, I think that's the most disappointing thing, right? Is that as Canucks fans, we're used to this is going to be one of those years, right? But now it's how many years? 8 years now?
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
I'm almost at the point where they sell the damn team. Not sell it, but sell fire sale, and then, just do a whole fantasy redraft. NHL 22 style. Yeah. Get number. We'll get 31st or 32nd easily.
We would
100% non snake draft 31st pick. Just goes back to first. Guess you got first, Edmonton.
That would happen. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's enough for today. I'm exhausted. Honestly, I'm just so tired, and I wasn't before the game, but it took it out of me. It really did. So anyways, hopefully the next time we talk, we'll be recording next Tuesday, actually. So it'll be right before the road trip will have finished. Cool. So it ends Monday night in Montreal. So the next time we speak, boys, will be at the end of this road trip, and we can,
after that loss in Montreal, right, Zach?
Yeah, probably.
was that you, Bron? You predicted that.
I predicted the win in Montreal.
Oh, for us to win Montreal? Yeah, that's it. After the win. After the win.
Lose in Columbus and then Boston.
Right. There you go.
But anyways, thanks, boys. Anything else you guys want to add?
No, man. I'm depressed enough as it is. Thank you. Yeah.
Check out Zad's podcast, Plajack Philosophy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Plug. Yeah, thank you. Plug. Thank you. I forget about that. I'm the worst. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no,
you're the worst person not plugging your other crap on our shit.
I forget everything. I need notes pasted everywhere. Yeah, no, I don't think I don't have anything to add. I just hope they turn it around soon. I don't know. It's getting hard to watch. It's getting hard to it's just tough because we don't know what's going on, and obviously something needs to change. But you see these meetings happening within the team, and then you hear rumors flying out, but it's still nothing of any substance has happened. We're just kind of waiting for the shoe to drop, but something's got to change.
Yeah.
Go find yourself a WHL team to follow.
Yeah, or start following F1. The last two races of the season are coming up. God. Hey, look.
That's what you remember to plug? You remember to plug F1. Not your own podcast?
F1.
F1, man. I know.
Right now, if Hamilton wins next week with the fastest lap, Verstappen takes second, it's all going to come down to the final race on December 12th. I'm serious. It's the craziest thing I've ever watched. The last two ones are both in the Middle East. Next one is in Jeddah. And then I believe the last one, I'm going to have to check. I think it might be Saudi Arabia.
Early time or?
Next one is 9:30 a.m. And then the final race is going to be 5 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, so you'll be waiting for that one.
Oh yeah, I can't not. It's the craziest sport I've ever seen.
I remember I used to wake up and watch F1 at 4:30 in the morning until PBR was until PBR was a thing. Then we're living the high life.
I can't even
record TV. What is?
Yeah, no. If anybody's I recommend getting into it. There's two races left in the season. It is so close down to the wire for the championship. It's fucking bananas.
Yeah, what do we say, boys? A racing flamingos. We're gonna change the podcast.
Racing flamingos.
Turn that puck into a wheel. We have it right there, man. That's finish line behind where the net is. Boom, instant. But I agree with Zach. I used to watch a lot of F1 when I was younger. I haven't much recently, but if you're into any racing sport, or if you just like cars in general, F1's mm-hmm. the way to go. It's better than any other racing besides rally cool or I do like rally and that type of stuff, but NASCAR, Indy, F1 beats them all.
Cool, boys. Well, thank you. I look forward to next week's podcast. It should be interesting. See what happens over the next week. And thank you, the listeners, for listening to Canucks Corner, not Coach's Corner, thankfully. This is
Puck. And you mispronounced a name? You're Don Cherry, man.
Yeah, I know. I Don
Cherry. No kidding. No kidding.
I know.
Again, you took that role for me, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, you did well today, Steve. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram. Make sure you comment on our stuff and just let us know what you think of the podcast or your opinions. We'd love to hear it and we love to talk some shit. So we'll see you next week. Thanks, boys. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for listening this far. The boys and I have decided to record our whole session start to finish because we've had way too much comedy gold. So if you've listened this far, keep on listening. We're going to add a blooper reel to the end of each episode. Here it is. You're welcome. Oh, you got your parents, Zach.
Yeah, I am. So if you, yeah, that's why I'm not trying to seductively lay here and seduce you guys. I don't have a desk set up. So this is how it's going to be.
It does look, like the start of a porno.
Yeah, I'll pose for you guys.
Yeah.
No,
Steve, you're all right, man. Had your verbal and back end diarrhea all day.
Oh. Got your diaper on tonight or what?
Yeah. No. Oh, God. I was like, I had to go back and get it again.
I can't believe after complaining about Tim Hortons yesterday, you send a picture, it happened again, boys. Another cup of chocolate.
Yeah. And then I'm like halfway through, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? Fuck. It was more vomiting. Yeah, it was piss. It was like that was. It wasn't like fucking full shits, but it wasn't like. There's definitely some like Ring of Fire going on there, but
you're okay with this going in the blooper reel, right?
Oh shit! You do whatever the hell you want. Man. I don't give a fuck. You guys want to hear about my ass?
All right, guys. Okay. Well, if I ever find this video of Bertanen getting punched out by a drywaller, I'll send it to you.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like the dream.
Peace out.